BBC Learning English.
Hello and welcome to BBC Learning English. Today we're talking about actors and directors, two essential people involved in the making of a film or a play. I'm John and I'm joined today by my dear friend Jean Dong.
Hello there. Hello. John. So today we're talking about actors and directors, 演员和导演，他们可是电影和戏剧当中最不可缺少的人物。
Okay, Jean, so can you name some of your favourite Chinese actors and directors?
I can. Now, let me think. John 问我能不能列举一些我最喜欢的中国演员和导演。这可难不倒我。我想呢，姜文和冯小刚是我的 favorite。不过 John 他自己最喜欢的演员和导演又是谁呢？ John, what about your favourite actors and directors?
Well, for actors, perhaps Dame Judi Dench. And for directors...what about the work of Steven Spielberg?
That's an interesting choice, John. But I'm not sure who Dame Judi Dench is.
Well, have you seen any of the recent James Bond films?
Ah, yes. She played the part of M in the James Bond films. I remember. 在所有007 James Bond 电影当中呢，007邦德的女上司 M 扮演者就是朱迪·丹奇。She has also been in a lot of plays by William Shakespeare.
Yeah, she has some impressive credits to her name.
Credits. 当我们在这里用到 credits 这个词的时候呢，它的意思就是片头或者片尾的演员表字幕， a list of credits.
And you know about the film director Steven Spielberg?
Oh, yes. He's directed a lot of well-known films, hasn't he? Let me think of some. Jurassic Park, Shrek, Schindler's List, Indiana Jones...Artificial Intelligence, E.T., and Close Encounters of the Third Kind, Jaws.
Yeah, he's directed and produced a lot of films.
是的，他制作和导演了很多的电影，而且一直都是非常的多产。He has plenty of film projects in the pipeline.In the pipeline 的意思呢，就是说已经有好几个计划和项目正在蓄势待发了。比如说，他已经有好几部电影已经准备开始开拍了。He has plenty of film projects in the pipeline.
So let's hear from Steven Spielberg, shall we?
Okay, 我们下面来听听史蒂芬·斯皮尔伯格他自己的一段话，听他给我们讲讲他是如何开始拍摄他最擅长的科幻电影的。
Now his father woke him up one night and drove him to see something.Very spectacular in the night sky.
Yeah, he woke me up one night and he said, you're going to see something you'll never forget. It's spectacular, and had a smile on his face and said, you've got to come with me. He took me to the car and we drove to a field, and there were hundreds of people on the field with picnic blankets and thermoses of coffee, and they were lying on their backs. Some had binoculars, most of them just had their hands behind their heads, and they wereRelaxing and staring up at the heavens, my father put down a blanket. We laid down together and stared up at the heavens, and there was a phenomenal meteor shower. Just every second, every 2 seconds, a meteor would shoot across the sky. And I'll never forget the wonderment I felt when I looked up and I saw something I'd taken for grantedall through my childhood, which was the cosmos and the universe and the stars. And I was never really that interested in astronomy or exploring the heavens with my imagination until that moment. And after that, I wanted a telescope and I wanted to know what all the constellations were, and I became an astronomy buff.
So it was Spielberg's father that inspired him when he was a child.
Let's look at what else Steven Spielberg was saying. He used the word spectacular, 场面壮观的。
He also described what he saw when he got to the field with his father. He said he saw people watching the sky, sitting on picnic blankets with their thermoses of coffee.
Picnic blankets and thermoses of coffee. John, can you tell me what a thermos is?
Sure, it's a flask that keeps drinks warm. Now, we sometimes call that a thermos flask. It's a name that originates from the name of the company that makes the flask.
Thermos flask 就是暖水瓶 thermos flask.
Stephen then spoke about what he saw. He said he saw a meteor shower. A meteor shower.
A meteor shower 就是流星雨
And it was seeing a meteor shower that got Stephen interested in the cosmos. It got him interested in the universe.
Stephen 他对宇宙 the cosmos 这个兴趣呢都是由流星雨产生的。由流星雨他产生了对 the universe 宇宙的兴趣。
Stephen also talked about the stars and the constellations. It was this that made him an astronomy buff.
Okay, so the stars, 星星, and the constellations, 星座,星群,使史蒂芬成为了一位天文爱好者。
So what did Stephen think when he was looking up at the sky?
是的,当他遥望星空的时候,他在想的是什么呢?
Listen out for these phrases. Points of light, meaning the stars.
Points of light, 光点,这是史蒂芬对星星的一种形容。
He also talks of the solar systems.
Solar systems, 太阳系。
He says he found the experience intoxicating.
Intoxicating, 令人陶醉的。
The first thing I wondered looking up at the sky was, I wonder if there's people like me and my parents on one of those points of light up there. And I never stopped thinking about it from that moment on. It's always the idea that we've been visited or will be visited, perhaps are being visited, or the chance that we might visit other solar systems. That's intoxicating for me.
So that is how Steven Spielberg started to get interested in the stars.
所以对史蒂芬·斯皮尔伯格影响很大的事物还是很多的。刚才我们听到的是他如何对星座发生的兴趣。
BBC Learning English.
This is BBC Learning English. Coming up, Dame Judi Dench.
使这个朱迪·丹奇成名的角色呢，是他在《James Bond》影片当中扮演的邦德上司 M。不过，其实他多年来在很多的影片和戏剧中都出演过重要的角色。
I just remember being a very close family.And then I remember being dressed up all the time. And Jeff and my brother was dressed up all the time too. I mean, I had no intention of going on the stage, none at all. I think probably Jeff had from the very beginning, but I didn't. But I love the dressing up. My daughter loves it too, now.
What decided you then to go on the stage? At what point did you think about it?
When I knew I wouldn't be good at as a designer, which is really what I set out to be.
What made you feel that if you couldn't be a designer in the theatre, you could be an actress?
Jeff made me feel that, because Jeff by then had gone to Central. And he used to come back and say, and we do this, and we do this, and we do this. And we learn fencing and things like that. And I caught it like the mumps from him. So I thought, well, maybe I ought to try that. Just try that and see if I could get into Central. And so I did the exam for it and got in. But even then, I thought, oh, that's nice. How terrific to be in. But I didn't think, oh, gosh, how wonder am I going to be an actor? I didn't think that at all.
That was Judi Dench talking about her early life. 让我们来仔细回顾一下她刚才说过的这几句话。
She said she came from a very close family.
她来自一个非常亲密的家庭。
And that she used to dress up all the time with her brother Jeff.
So they like to dress up all the time. 她小时候呢喜欢和她的哥哥一起打扮化妆玩。
Judy had originally wanted to be a designer.
A designer, 一位设计师。
But then she spoke with her brother Jeff, who was training to be an actor at the Central School of Speech and Drama, which she just called Central.
Okay, 当时呢 ,Judy 和她正在中央演讲戏剧学院学习的哥哥谈了话。Judy 在说到这所学校的时候用了一个简略的说法,就是 Central.
And at Central, her brother was learning to act and also to fence. They did fencing there.
他哥哥呢当时正在学习表演和剑术 fence. 在他就读的中央学院他们也学习击剑 fencing.
Jeff would come home and tell Judy all about his acting classes. And Judy said it sounded very interesting. His interest in acting started to make Judy interested as well. And she caught his interest like the mumps. So she caught his interest like a disease.
Okay, Judy 从 Jeff 那里呢也感染到了他对表演的热爱。他说就像感染了这个腮腺炎一样。She caught it like the mumps.
BBC Learning English.
Well, we've seen Judy in many films, but what does she like to do when she's not acting? Does she have time to be alone and to think about life?
是的，在这个忙碌的拍片之中 ，Judy 在空闲下来的时候喜欢做些什么呢？这是她自己告诉我们的一段话。
I don't like being on my own very much, and I'm not often. I find that because of the rate that one goes, and we all have to move in London to get to appointments and be in one place and think about what you're doing and running a house and doing a job.That I don't get time to be quiet and to take stock of myself. I've had lots of difficulties over work, kind of subliminal difficulties, because Frank Hauser always says that I say I'll do a part and we go and we have the first reading and then he says we go to the pub for a drink and,
and you always burst into tears and say you never should have taken it. And to a certain extent, it's true. I think I've said before, the bit I like best is saying I'm going to do the part. Well, in a way, that is a kind of joke, but also in a way, that is a tremendous truth. Because the difficulties that you encounter on getting the part together, organising your life round the rehearsals and your family, or rather, organising the rehearsals round your family, and then actually doing it, and then I'm always sad when it's over, that is a kind of constant process with me. Everything has problems. Every bit of work has problems.
Well, that was Judy talking about running a house.
管理一栋房子, running a house. 如果你的工作是管理一栋房子的话。
She also talked about taking stock, to take stock.
就是检测评估, taking stock. 就是在做某件事情的过程当中呢，暂停下来，对这个局势做一个评估，以便计划下一步的进行。
Now, Judy also talked about the difficulties with her work, but a specific type of difficulty. Do you remember what she was saying, G?
Yes, I think she mentioned subliminal difficulties, 潜在的困难。
And when she was talking about her work, she spoke about taking parts and doing the rehearsals.
Taking parts. 当 Judy 用到这个词组的时候呢，她的意思是扮演一个角色。她还说到了 rehearsal, 就是排演排练。
Lots of words and phrases there to think about. Hope you've enjoyed hearing about film directors and the work of a well-known British actress.
And make sure you join us next time. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
BBC Learning English.